answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It was always about politics. And to get President Trump, they were willing to do just about anything. January 7th, 2023, Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House. 16 days later, Jack Smith issues a subpoena for his phone records. Phone records from 2 years prior for a two-month time frame, Election Day 2020 to January 7th, 2021. Jack Smith and the Biden Justice Department get the phone records of the top Republican in government, the guy second in line to the president. They know who he called, who called him, when the call took place, and how long it lasted. You can pattern an individual's life. They know who the speaker talked to before big votes, who he talked to after big votes, when he calls his colleagues, when he calls his family. And to add insult to injury, they go to the judge with the subpoena for a gag order on the carrier. AT&T, don't tell your customer, the Speaker of the House, that you just gave his phone calls to Jack Smith and Joe Biden.
Wow. Wow. That is the opening statement today from Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He is chair of the committee now investigating the Jack Smith and everything else that was surrounding him while he was going after Donald Trump. And he did not care. Smith did not care anything about facts. He was using another word that begins with an F. Not that one. You're close. Call it fiction. And you might also add the other F with it if you choose. I've been waiting for to see this begin to unfold. And, of course, it's going to be over a period of time, over days, as more and more information comes out. But there you had Jim Jordan make it very clear what was happening. That Jack Smith decided he had the authority to go ahead and subpoena records of the newly minted House Speaker and see who he's talking to and when and who was calling him. And, of course, all of it was really going after Donald Trump. We all know that. But they were gathering anyone. They were going after a whale, Donald Trump, and grabbing all the minnows in the sea at the same time. There is no justice in that kind of situation. When I hear them complain, and them on the left complain, we're like a third world nation. You have no freaking idea. The third world nation is exactly what Jack Smith and his cohorts were carrying out. All right, Larry, take a moment. Take a breath here. Welcome, my friends, to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Yeah, we come out of the chute like we're riding a bull every day. And here we are on January 22nd, 2026. And I remind you, we're on the air for you from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and everything goes up as a podcast later in case you happen to miss part of it. And you don't want to miss anything. So if you do have to bail out for some reason, like maybe you need to feed the kids, I strongly encourage you to feed the kids. But you can always go back and pull up the podcast and listen to its entirety. And also you can watch it at the same time. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to walk away from every hour with more information than you have as we began that hour. I promise you that. In our next hour, a couple of things for you. One, the CEO of an oil company talking about gas prices, oil prices, especially with what's happening on the world market, and in particular, reference Venezuela and China. This is information that would hit your pocketbook, and he can give you the inside of what could be happening. That'll be in our next hour. And I'll also have a challenge for you in the next hour. I want you to hear this guy speak and tell me what the hell is he saying. This is a stumbling, bumbling idiot. It is not Joe Biden. It is not George Soros. But it is Soros' son. But when he starts speaking, I'm telling you, I know what he's supposedly trying to say, but I can't understand it. I challenge you to listen in the next hour and see if you can make out what he's trying to say. This is supposedly somebody of the elite class, well, supposedly educated, apparently did not learn to speak unless he went to the Kamala Harris School of Public Speaking, which sounds about right. That'll be in the next hour. Later in this hour, Trump resolves the Greenland issue, and we did not have to fire a single shot. You knew we weren't. And he has a new peace board, several nations signing on, hopefully trying to bring peace around the world. And yet you still have those on the left saying he's a warmonger. He wants to create war and havoc everywhere. They're ignoring, once again, facts. And our story behind the story today, that incident where Mossad rigged pagers with explosives and walkie-talkies so they would go off in the faces of terrorists. And I want to get into that in more detail. That will be our story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Once again, back to Jim Jordan today. He is the Oversight Committee Chair for this Jack Smith hearing in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And as a chair, he gets to present an opening statement. So let's go back to some of what he had to say as they began the hearing.
They go to the judge with the subpoena for a gag order on the carrier. AT&T, don't tell your customer, the Speaker of the House, that you just gave his phone calls to Jack Smith and Joe Biden. And here's the kicker. They say to the court, we need this gag order because he's a flight risk. Someone might tamper with witnesses or with evidence. Are you kidding me? The Speaker of the House is going to run? They got my phone records for 2.5 years. Even the Democrats said this was wrong.
Yeah.
But of course, we shouldn't be surprised. Democrats have been going after President Trump for 10 years, for a decade. And the country should never, ever forget what they did.
And we're not going to let you forget. If he chose to forget, I'm not going to let you forget. This hearing marks the first time the American public is hearing at length from Jack Smith on what he did. And he's defending what he did. He is defending, saying, I was doing everything right. And then he wants to put in front of everyone as if maybe they will give him some kudos and say, you're such a brave man. He's pointing out, my staff and other members, we were getting vile, nasty threats. What you were doing was vile. And keep in mind, the whole idea was to get rid of Donald Trump one way or the other and anyone around in his circle. By the way, while we're talking about criminal activity and people being held accountable to some extent anyway, there's a story regarding a Missouri state legislator. And I think it's a good point to bring out right now. Earlier today, this press release was sent out by the chair, Dr. John Patterson, a Republican, serving as Speaker of the House, and it dealt with actions against another representative, Jeremy Dean. And it begins by saying, the Speaker of the House, John Patterson, issued the following statement regarding sanctions approved by the legislative body. With today's action, the Missouri House of Representatives once again affirming its commitment to maintaining a safe and welcoming work environment for every employee of the House. And then they issued numerous sanctions. The House Ethics Committee determining that State Representative Dean acted inappropriately, recommended various consequences, which were approved by the House, taking him from all committee assignments, requiring him to complete additional training on preventing sexual harassment, prohibiting him from having any contact with the complainant, requiring him to maintain at least 50 feet from the complainant at all times, and reassigning his seating on the House floor and the Capitol parking garage. The exact details, there most things are indicating it was sexual harassment and maybe sexting, using his phone to another member or representative in the House. In the meantime, we have an agreement with Greenland. It did not involve military action. Once again, President Trump and the art of the deal.
All we want from Denmark for national and international security and to keep our very energetic and dangerous potential enemies at bay is this land on which we're going to build the greatest golden dome ever built. We're building a golden dome.
The golden dome in Greenland. And we're not taking anything by force. They've agreed this is a good idea. Well, of course it's a good idea. We are going to be able to buy sovereign base areas in Greenland that will become legal U.S. territory forever under the terms of a NATO brokered deal that took place at Davos. Remember, NATO was, Trump is going to upset the whole world. He can't do this. They got played again. And who ends up winning? Not just Trump and not just the USA, but the world. A golden dome based in Greenland. We're basically, if Russia, China are trying to hit us with ballistic missiles, they would cross that area and we would have a chance to knock them down at that point. But again, if you listen to everyone else, Trump was crazy to even come up with this idea. Well, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House spokeswoman, said, no, there was another president. And folks, you listening right now? You're going to recognize the name of this president. I promise you.
Well, the president always carefully resumes or looks at all options that are on the table for him as commander in chief. But today he did rule out military options and said, we're not going to take Greenland by force, but we are absolutely wholeheartedly committed to acquiring Greenland through a peaceful negotiating process. And so that's what's underway now. And I would just point out one more note. President Trump is not the first American president to float this idea. If you go back to President Truman, he also pursued the idea of acquiring Greenland because it is a good idea, again, for the United States and our national security. But I think the reason that a lot of these European leaders are getting a little shaken up about this is because they know President Trump is a man of his word. And when he sees to something, he wants to accomplish that goal, as we've seen throughout the past year. And he's been talking a lot about that today in front of not just world leaders, but some of the world's most respected business leaders about how America is back. America is not to be messed with. And President Trump can certainly be taken seriously on his word. Just ask Venezuela or Iran.
Yeah, ask either one of them. And the president she named, obviously from Missouri, Harry Truman. He was the one, of course, who authorized the use of the nuclear bomb to end the war. Not once, but twice. And when he went into the office, he didn't even know we were working on it. But he also recognized with what's at stake, we need to have another position to protect our nation. And Greenland, he was already pointing to, we need this. How many Democrats out there would remember that? At that point, as World War II was coming to a close, Truman was saying, this is vital. And nobody's really done a damn thing about it until now. So what we're getting basically, if we buy just 1% of Greenland, it would give us a sovereign base area nearly the size of the entire state of Maryland. When asked about it, President Trump said it's a great deal. He didn't want to give away too much what would be involved, but he said it is going to be forever, so not just a lease, according to him, and not only involving a golden dome, but mineral rights. That's also a big part of the deal. And Trump also, at Davos, announced another deal. And in this case, once again, All these leaders that came to Davos probably looking for an opportunity to destroy Trump, they lined up on the stage to stand beside him.
As part of this historic record of major peace initiatives, today we're announcing more details regarding the Board of Peace, so important. This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me to do it. We had an idea to do it, and then they came, they said, you be the chairman. But I take it very seriously. We have a great group of people and incredible young people that are leading it from within. It's running beautifully, started already, and every country, just about every country, wants to be a part of it.
It is that vital. One area of focus for the board is obviously Gaza. On the heels of Trump's 20-point Middle East peace deal in October, which Hamas agreed to. These are steps moving toward a brighter day for the Middle East, according to the president. And I think he's correct about that. He said, I think it's going to happen. We can end decades of suffering, stop generations of hatred and bloodshed. That might be a step too far, quite honestly, considering the generations of hatred between various factions around the world, and especially when it comes to Jews and Muslim jihadists. But at least we can talk about it. And he has this newly minted Board of Peace. And every member that attended Davos signed on to it. Why would they not? Both of those are great pieces of news. The Greenland issue, the peace deal. The left is going to laugh and mock it and so forth. And once again, ignore them. You just stay right here with Larry Connors, USA. That's what you need to do. Coming up, ICE obviously still under attack in Minnesota. And our story behind the story, as I'd mentioned earlier, you remember Israeli intel, Mossad, packing pagers they gave to terrorists. In fact, they paid for them and their walkie-talkies, rigging them with explosives. More on that story, behind the story, before we wrap up this hour. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In Minneapolis, we will not cooperate with ICE or any federal agency around immigration enforcement work. We will not. And there's a good reason, by the way, that we won't. And it's not just the moral imperative here.
That is the Minneapolis mayor, Paul Fry Free. I could care less. But he's peddling another piece of lies that they want to say, we are not going to work with ICE in grabbing up illegals. He's stopping short of saying, even if they've been convicted of a crime, even if they've been convicted of child sexual assault, we're not going to have. See, those are the words they don't say. But that's what stands behind their remarks. They want you to believe we're standing up for American. You're not standing up for Americans. You're standing up for illegals. If they're here illegally, they have a right to be removed. Now, I will repeat again, for those who maybe have not been with us all the way through, I'm not that big on grabbing up anyone who's not directly involved in creating an issue. By that, I mean a crime. If they came into the country illegally, that is a crime. So I am for that. But again, I want to go after those who really deserve to be grabbed up as quick as they can. Pam Bondi is announcing that they are going to arrest a couple of suspects in connection with a violation of that FACE Act, which prohibits interfering with the exercise of religion at a place of worship. The one that happened last weekend, where Don Lemon Fruitcake showed up. And acting like he was all in about this is wrong. The U.S. Constitution allows free speech. It also allows, under the First Amendment, Don Lemon, freedom of religion. And going in and interrupting a religious service with the intent of what they were doing, now charges are being filed and folks are being arrested. And one of those being arrested is already saying, well, we were not doing that. Yes, you were. You went in and you frightened the members of the congregation and even children. They had to be ushered out. They didn't know what was going to happen. Stop and think of what we're seeing in this day and age. If you're in your church service and some group comes barging in, yelling and shouting, you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if they're coming in to shoot and kill or if they're just coming in to make noise. As I pointed out also, there are many churches now that have members of their congregation trained in using weapons, and they're carrying them on them during the church service. And often they have off-duty police officers attending the worship service. You have to nowadays, and that's a shame. Now, there's another report that's been coming out as to what is happening with Minnesota and what they're trying to do. But Molly Hemingway of the Federalist, senior editor for the Federalist, says, when you listen to Mayor Fry, Free, Frick, Mac, whatever you want to call him, you can make it very clear that he is not doing anything to protect his own citizens.
In that very same segment, you will see the police officer or chief who's behind him raise his eyebrows when he says, we need to confront these people in the streets. So Jacob Fry has been, just like Tim Walz, actually encouraging opposition to federal law enforcement and federal law officials, openly calling for opposition here in a way that most people would see as a call for, you know, even up to and including insurrection. And so this is a very serious issue. It's one we've dealt with in the past before in the South. We had governors and mayors who did not support laws against segregation, and they tried to fight the federal government on that. We previously had court cases showing that when states want to do a better job with border enforcement, the federal government gets to weigh in and gets to actually be dominant there.
Yeah, we actually get something done correctly. But she's also right. Mayor Fry even kind of shocked some of the officers standing behind him because they knew he's lying. He speaks with a forked tongue. President, Vice President J.D. Vance, of course, in Minneapolis earlier today as well. And it came with a more recent event that I'm sure you've heard about throughout the day. A five-year-old boy was apparently detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. According to school officials, this kid, a preschooler, and his father were detained in the driveway after school. An adult, none of the family, offered to take the child. ICE agents refused to turn him over to this person that claimed to be either a relative or saying, I'll take care of him. And instead, they led the boy to his front door and ordered him to knock to see if anyone else was at home. So the superintendent said they were using that five-year-old's bait. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary said ICE conducted a targeted operation to detain the child's father. It did not target a child. And they say the man they were after, his father, is an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador, and they were afraid he was going to flee from agents and had already done so, trying to basically abandon his child. But you're going to hear the crocodile tears dropping to the floor. Big tears. They detained a five-year-old boy. You do realize if you are in your car and you're guilty of traffic tickets or anything on you, and police stop you for some reason, and they have a warrant for your arrest, they will take you into custody, and your child will be detained until they can be turned over to someone law enforcement trust will take care of that child. But they don't want you to look at the whole story. They always want to give you this snippet. There's a question that got raised to the Border Patrol chief overseeing a lot of this. This would be Border Patrol agent Greg Bovino. And he was asked about claims that ICE agents are actually arresting American citizens.
Sir, what do you say to people that say they're grabbing American citizens off the street? I saw an article by Poe Republica, which is obviously a very left wing. Oh, they've arrested 170 American citizens. What do you have to say to all that misinformation that's out there?
I would call that a misrepresentation of a stated fact, otherwise known as a flat out lie. As far as American citizens, if you assault a federal officer or any law enforcement officer, that's 18 U.S.C. 111, assault on a federal officer, it doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien, an American citizen, or you could be an alien from outer space we are going to arrest you, and we're not going to put up with that. So American citizens that are arrested for assault or other crimes, we arrest American citizens all the time for narcotics trafficking, alien smuggling, and many other crimes. To think otherwise that they wouldn't be arrested when they commit a crime, well, this is a nation of laws. Any American citizens that are arrested don't assault federal officers, and guess what? You won't be arrested.
It's as simple as that. You do not put your hands on an ICE agent, any federal agent, any law enforcement officer whatsoever. Well, that brings me to another story. Once again, Dateline, Minnesota. Immigration agents, according to a group of local police chiefs in that state that's totally upside down, as bad as California, just a hell of a lot colder right now, they're claiming that immigration agents are stopping off-duty officers in Minnesota solely because of the color of their skin. There we go. There we go. You got to put the race card into play. But this chief of the Brooklyn Park Police Department, suburb of Minneapolis, said, American citizens are being stopped on the streets, no cause, being forced to produce paperwork to determine if they're here illegally. He said, one of my officers fell victim to this while he was off duty. And the stops appear to target people of color. What color? White is a color. You do know that. Yeah, white is a color. And there was another report that in one case, agents, ICE agents, had their guns drawn. And then an agent knocked the police officer's phone out of her hand when she tried to record the interaction. Then the chief from Brooklyn Park claims, I wish I could tell you this was an isolated incident, but it's happening. And it's happening to our officers. It pains me to this very day. It has to stop. Department of Homeland Security official statement. We have no such record of ICE or Border Patrol stopping and questioning any police officer. Without a name, we can't verify these, but we will look into them. Now, I don't know if the Brooklyn Park Police Chief is telling the truth or hearsay. I don't know if ICE is telling the truth. But what we do know, is many in this nation simply will not accept the fact ICE agents have a job to do, a mission. Coming up, the story behind the story, when Israeli intel put explosives in pagers.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
On September 17th, after Israel and the terrorist organization Hezbollah had been in an escalating war for nearly a year, the Israeli spy agency Mossad launched one of the most daring and sophisticated deceptions in the history of counterintelligence, the pager plot, a modern take on the Trojan horse. Mossad created a bomb in a pocket and tricked Hezbollah fighters into unwittingly wearing these devices on their bodies. The repercussions of the plot have been dramatic, including aiding in the fall of the Assad regime in Syria, the weakening of Iran, and the decimating of the target of the plot, Hezbollah.
Wow. That's as reported by Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, talking about the Mossad, the Israeli intel agencies, and all of its arms and legs and everything else they've got available, setting up a plot to kill, maim, whatever they could, to terrorists, Hezbollah and others. Hezbollah actually set themselves up for this to some extent because while we have seen pagers in this nation popular in the late 20th century, they've obviously been replaced mostly by cell phones, right? But Hezbollah members were using pagers for years before that October 7 attack. More members began using them after Feb 2024. In fact, the Hezbollah Secretary General Nasrallah told the members, stop using smartphones. You know why? Because it might be tracked and a drone would drop a bomb right into your bedroom. So they decided, Hezbollah, to import pagers to Lebanon in the months before. Reuters news agency was told the explosives were not detected despite checks, and the pagers were still being distributed even after the attack. The Israeli agencies had previously carried out operations involving numerous explosive communication devices, but this one was something entirely new. And not just pagers, but walkie-talkies. The pagers were the AR-924 model, created, built by a Taiwanese company, Gold Apollo. That seemed to meet Hezbollah's requirements for devices capable of operating for months without needing to be recharged. They could be recharged with a cable. It was not available for sale in Taiwan nor the U.S. Gold Apollo denied we actually made the pagers. Now, that's their story, and I think they're sticking to it. But we also know Mossad decided to infiltrate the Gold Apollo pagers and get them and put in explosive devices. Here's how the operation would go down. You get a page, and what do? If you still had pagers, remember when you did, you would look at it and see what number is paging. Is that maybe a code to call home, or what is it? And, of course, often you might wear it on your waist. And you would take it off your waist, lift it to your face, and read the number or whatever the information might be. Mossad set it up so that the explosives would not go off immediately when the pager dinged. It allowed anywhere from 6 to 8 seconds. Plenty of time for you to pick it up, bring it to your face. While you're trying to read the number, it blows up. The target was going after Hezbollah terrorist. There were some incidental injuries and deaths that were not planned. In one case, a Hezbollah terrorist had his pager on a table at his home. And when it went off, before he could go over and get it, his child ran to get it to bring it to him. And his child was killed by that device intended to get him. And many of them, if they did not take it off their waist in time to look at it, well, then it went off, creating massive injuries, internal injuries, around their stomach, their lungs, and elsewhere. The New York Times reported that the Mossad operating a company called BAC Consulting and created two other unnamed shell corporations to hide that they were involved in it. Now, these pagers were fitted with an explosive in a way that it would have been very difficult to detect. Israeli officials did believe Hezbollah did, in fact, disassemble pagers for inspections, scan them with X-rays, but they could not detect the explosive. Mossad claimed that it had actually used test dummies to carefully calibrate the amount of explosives to limit the injuries to the person wearing the pager, not to harm anyone else. Of course, injury could be just as bad as death, especially if you're blinding them at the time. Let's go back to some of the report from CBS 60 Minutes dealing with this Mossad Gold Apollo.
Mossad wanted to use the name Gold Apollo on its pager, so it set up shell companies, including one in this building in Hungary, to dupe the Taiwanese into partnering with them.
So the company in Taiwan, Gold Apollo, did they know that they were working with people from Mossad?
Gold Apollo had zero clue that they are working with the Mossad.
And neither did Hezbollah.
When they are buying from us, they have zero clue that they are buying from the Mossad. We make like Truman Show. Everything is controlled by us behind the scene. In their experience, everything is normal. Everything was 100% kosher, including businessmen, marketing, engineers, showroom, everything.
To further the plot, Mossad hired the Gold Apollo saleswoman Hezbollah was used to working with before. She offered them the first batch of pagers as an upgrade free of charge. By September 2024, Hezbollah had 5,000 pagers in their pockets.
5,000 pagers. Then the key, when do we detonate? When do we send a code that we know will end up triggering the explosive? The pagers were being used on a routine basis and not exploding. But Mossad had a code that they could enter, and that then would trigger an explosion. And it was not just the pagers. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Did you completely destroy and crush Hezbollah?
I think it's a big question, and I think the honest answer will be no. But I think after this tipping point of the beeper operation and the walkie-talkie and then IDF attack, put Hezbollah in a very, very difficult situation. No chain of command, no spirit in their soldiers, asking, begging for a ceasefire.
So you restore your sense of superiority, but what about your moral reputation?
What question
Don't
is that?
Do you think Israel has to worry about its reputation?
Good Definitely. God. But there is a prioritization. First, you have to defend your people not being killed by the thousands. And then, the reputation.
Leslie Stahl, that is one of the more stupid questions I've ever heard you ask. You're asking, aren't you worried about the morality that you're killing and injuring terrorists in exchange for saving your own people? Now, I have to commend the guy she was speaking to, that he didn't tear into her as I would have, said, what the hell are you talking about? We're trying to save our people. So 5,000 of these pagers were in the hands of various terrorists. Generally, as I said, they would beep a certain code. They would beep other times, but no issue. But this particular code, when they lifted it to their face and looked at it, it would explode. Or they didn't take it off their waist in time, it would explode. And there was one device, some of the devices were set where the user actually had to push a button on the pager to get the number printed out again, which in turn would cause the explosion. So all the terrorists suddenly are worried about, I can't use my pager. I'm scared to hell. As rightly so. Well, they had a fallback plan. That would be using walkie-talkies. Mossad had a plan for that as well. So on 17th of September, 2024, pagers across Lebanon and Syria suddenly started exploding. That was on the 17th of September. On the 18th of September, about 24 hours after the initial attack, another wave of explosions, this time targeting handheld radios, walkie-talkies. Explosions in Beirut, southern Lebanon, fires in several homes, one and other explosions occurring at a funeral in Beirut for some of the Hezbollah members that had already been killed by the pager explosions. One compromised device was found inside an ambulance outside the American University of Beirut Medical Center. It had to be neutralized in a controlled explosion. And Hezbollah supporters were preventing journalists from filming any of the incident. These walkie-talkies, also known to be used primarily by Hezbollah, once again, Mossad got hold of them, got inside, put in the PETN explosives, and then waited to trigger it. As of the 22nd of September, remember the first exploding pagers took place the 17th of September. As of the 22nd of September, the death toll known from the attacks was 42. A dozen killed in that first wave of attacks on the 17th. And that included two children that were grabbing the pager to run it and hand it to their father. In the second wave, dealing with the walkie-talkies, at least 30 more were killed. 750 others injured, including the adult son of a Hezbollah member of parliament. It was eventually reported that something like 3,500 were injured. There's no way to know for sure if that number is accurate or not. But clearly the pager device and then the walkie-talkies were designed to hit the terrorist. Not innocents, not children for sure. Some attacks obviously did strike civilian workers and children. One doctor at a hospital said most of those injured showed up with something that looked like he had blown up in their face, which in fact it had. Many of them, if they lived, lost sight in one or both eyes. Those that had the walkie-talkie close to their chest or the pager still on their waist, they suffered traumatic injuries as well. So we will never know the exact number killed. But think of what it did to the communications of Hezbollah. You going to answer that call? Are you going to answer it? I'm not answering. You answer it. It disrupted them to the extent that they could no longer rely on any kind of communication. Don't use a cell phone. The U.S. may track that device and drop a drone with a bomb on top of you. Don't put your pager up where you can read the number. It might blow up in your face. Don't go to use your walkie-talkie to communicate anything because it might blow up next to your head. It was an amazing piece of intel carried out by Mossad. Once again, they proved just how valuable they are and how many things that we will never know they've done to save lives, and that would include those who hate Jews. But in this case, the story stands as a stark reminder. If you're going to play and look to kill us, you will pay a high price. The story behind the story of Mossad, the pagers, and the walkie-talkies. We have another story behind the story tomorrow involving the 50s and 60s when the Army was releasing a carcinogenic chemical across St. Louis. We'll deal with that story tomorrow. Our second hour is coming up next. You don't want to miss that. And also, do not forget our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.